Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Tell them I said hello. Joining me now is a very storied instructor. He is one that I respect a great deal. It is one of my goals at some point, now that I'm finally semi-healthy again, to take one of his classes. I don't care which one it is. The name of his training company is called Defense Training International, LLC. You can find his website, defense-training.com. And I am talking about John Farnham. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm here.
You don't like those kind of... John's a very humble man. I thought I was going to be on the show. Who's he talking about?
Yeah,
John, I had called John a while back, and the thing I like about John is more worried about developing his defensive tools as far as his technique than he's worried about gear and guns and stuff like that. So, to that end, he has one rifle and one handgun that is normally what you'll see him with, and he has developed and honed those skills based upon that one philosophy. Then I called him one day here more recently, and I said, "So, you still carrying a Glock?" And he goes, "No, I've shifted over to Shadow Systems." And that got me to thinking, John. So tell me, the Glock 19, that was your gun, right? That was the gun you liked to carry the most.
That was certainly one of them.
But what other guns did you carry that were...
I've carried a SIG 320, which I like very much. The Glock 19 is, you know, any gun from Glock is going to run. And it's a very nice size, but... there's a wonderful company down in Texas called Shadow Systems, and they make it's an enhanced Glock 19. And they know how to make guns. And I've carried it for a couple of years now, since I saw it at the SHOT Show here 2 years ago. And it has never failed once. It is just a excellent gun. And after, you know, heaping praise on that company, and I can certainly recommend them, I would have to say that if you have a plain vanilla Glock 19, it's going to run fine, too.
Yes. Well, I mean, and like the SIG P320, I go between, right now, my favorite carry gun is either the Glock 45 or the SIG P320 that's configured the way the Glock 45 is, the 17-round grip and the shorter slide.
The Glock 45 has been very popular. I see a lot of police departments are going to that. Of course, calling it the Glock 45 is engendered... endless confusion. I suggested to my friends at Glock, you know, that just skip that number because you're just going to confuse everybody. Yeah. And you can see how much influence I have.
I was talking to Gene DeSantis, and I was telling him, I need a holster for a Glock 45. Can you send it to me? He said, "Well, Bill, why are you carrying such a big gun?" And I was like, "No, the Model 45.
Right.
Well, that's just a Glock 19, Bill. We can send you that. That's no problem. So,
yes.
Yeah, that has engendered it. Now, today, I went out with the express purpose of obtaining a Shadow Systems XR920, which is the Glock 45 sized.
Yes.
And I had such a deal made for me that I ended up getting the DR920, which is the full-size gun, which is still... I still got the grip signature that I like, and it's just a little bit longer, and it fits into the holsters I've got. And
yes.
So that's going to be the gun that I'm running. But, I mean, I found it intriguing that somebody like you, who is such a fundamental based upon it, it's the man driving the gun, not the gun the other way around. The idea that you would look at this, are they doing the things that Glock should have done with their bro?
You know, they've made a number of their own, you know, proprietary, what's the best word, modifications.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what they are. You know, in my business, I'm not always prepared to tell you exactly why something works or why it doesn't. I can tell you what works and what doesn't because we have a lot of experience there. Sometimes I'm not prepared to say exactly why. It is a Shadow Systems gun is the best description of probably an ergonomically enhanced Glock 19. And the Glocks are, as they come from the factory, Glocks are very reliable. But this gun is just super reliable. I've run every brand of ammunition you can imagine through it. It's never hiccuped once. And I have great confidence carrying it around. I know it's going to run, and that's the kind of gun I like.
Well, I like the backstrap system on these because with the backstrap system on Glock, it seems sort of like an afterthought, clunky setup with the Gen 5s. This one is very well put together.
Yes.
As far as the way they thought that out. The only thing I don't like that much is the slide lock.
What don't you like about it?
It just seems a little, I don't know, small to me. I wonder if a Glock extended one. I've got arthritic hands now, John, and I mean the smaller guns just don't work for me. So I need a gun with a lot of really good controls that I can manipulate. And to that end, now
that's an endless concern for designers, because for those of us who carry concealed every day, you know, enlarge this is an extended that's an ambidextrous this and that's often just add bulk and weight and width to the gun, and also inadvertently get manipulated when you don't want to. On the other hand, when they're too small, as you just pointed out, sometimes they're difficult to operate. So it's going to be a compromise, and there's a new pistol I've been playing with here recently, the Mossberg. You know, little old Mossberg has come out with a wonderful carry pistol called the MC2. It's basically it's a Glock 19, but it's thinner, and the controls are very abbreviated. And I'm sure some people won't like it that way, but to carry around, I have to say it's a nice gun to carry around.
It's going to be Saturday before I get to shoot this Shadow Systems. My biggest concern here is that I'm going to take the Shadow Systems out, and then I'm going to start eyeing all of my other Glock locks, and I'm going to say, I need to go ahead and get rid of these and get that XR90 and just have these two guns. That's my biggest concern, but it's not one that I'm going to lose sleep over. Out of curiosity, and I've never asked you this before, do you carry any of those little micro guns? Do you ever carry those?
I have, particularly as a backup. The Springfield Armory Hellcat is a very nice size. The other one I like is the SIG 365, another, you know, very nice size gun. And the Carr PM9, which Carr has been making these for a long time, and they Carr enjoys an excellent reputation. Their guns just run and run. And the price you pay, at least to some degree, is fewer rounds, of course, because the gun is thinner and it's shorter. But for particularly for small stature people, you know, not just women, but for small stature people in general, and for people who for whom concealment is more than just a casual concern, those pistols really fill a niche. And the gun companies took a little while to catch on, but now they're all, you know, making.
They're all the rage.
Right.
Hang on for me, if you would. We're coming up on the break. John's website is defense-training.com. You can check out the classes that he and his wife, Vicki, come and teach all over the country. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids, which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with John Farnham from Defensive... Excuse me, I don't know why I want to do that. Defense Training International.
That always happens to me. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about your day-to-day, because I want to see how practical that is. And I have this vision of you in my mind's eye, but I want to see how close I am to it. So your day-to-day is the, I don't know which shadow systems it is. It's the Glock 19 size shadow systems pistol.
For me and a person with hands my size, that makes a very satisfactory solution.
Right.
For smaller handed people or people that want a flatter gun, we mentioned several alternatives that certainly fill a bill, like that Mossberg MC2 and
sure.
and several others. They're all good choices. As you know, I have no financial connection with any gun
right.
company. I'm free to say terrible things about all of them.
Sure.
But we live
it's
in
hard to do, though, isn't
we
it?
We have several excellent choices, and there's no reason for you to live with an obvious mismatch that just doesn't work. You know, with all the choices we have, you know, carrying a gun around every day doesn't have to be torture.
No, it does not. And but I mean that is one thing. You know, even from the most modest offering coming out of Taurus, now that little G3 pistol. I hear pretty good things about that gun as far as its reliability and everything. It doesn't have to. I don't know that I want to take a class with one.
No, I didn't catch the first part of your sentence.
The little Taurus G3. I mean, the striker fired pistol segment. I don't know of any junk guns out there nowadays. There was, you know, I remember like I was not a big fan of Smith and Wesson 1.0.
Sure.
But 2.0 has taken care of that. Now they're quite the good pistol.
And Smith & Wesson enjoys a very excellent reputation now.
Sure.
They make the Shield. I failed to mention the Shield is the, you know, falls in the category of the smaller carry gun, and it runs just fine.
Yeah. But all the rest of them. So for you, you're carrying the Glock 19 size pistol.
Yeah.
Is your brand of carry, is it outside or inside the waistband?
I carry inside the waistband. And that's not comfortable for everyone. When you're a very skinny person, that may not be comfortable. When you have a fat ass like I do, it works just fine. And I generally carry two, one on one side and one on the other. They're both inside the waistband.
Okay.
And I carry that quite comfortably all day. There's any number of very excellent holster makers. I'm using a Blackhawk right now, and they're excellent. There are many others that work just fine.
So you carry two Shadow System pistols, Summers Gentlemen?
Once again?
Are you carrying two Shadow System pistols?
No, I've got a Shadow System on one side, and I've got a Mossberg, the flat Mossberg M22.
Oh, okay. Little hideout gun, a little back.
Yes, well, I like a gun available to either hand. When one hand is tied up, I can access a pistol with the other hand and take care of business.
Do you prefer Kydex to leather? Or?
Well, boy, we're getting a controversy now. I
don't know why. Kydex. They're both out there. They're both out there.
And I'm not even sure Kydex is paradise anymore. There are a lot of Kydex holsters. The Blackhawk holster I use is a Kydex-like material, but I'm not even sure it's the same thing. It's quite thin, and it works just fine. When you work in a very hot and humid climate, the Kydex holsters don't become, you know, gummy or mushy. They pretty
right.
much hold their shape. I consider it important to be able to reholster quickly one-handed, and I don't like holsters that collapse when you draw the gun out of them.
Right.
Then it requires two hands and some doing to get the holster back in, and we don't always have that luxury. So that's one reason I like the Kydex style.
I think Kydex has become like a generic term, like Xerox.
Yes, well, everybody with a hairdryer makes Kydex holsters now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't keep track of them all.
Yeah.
You know, most that I've seen are perfectly usable, but Kydex has a finite number of flexations, and so it's going to wear out. They'll wear out. They crack, and they wear out, and they have to be replaced.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen what Clint Smith does to his leather Milt Sparks Summer Special holster.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
They're all going to have to be replaced. There's not going to be one holster that's going to
yeah.
be your forever holster.
And I have good friends in the leather holster business, and I have several leather holsters too, and I certainly like them also. So I don't want to make it sound as if I'm promoting one product
no,
or another.
No, business. I'm just asking about your EDC. Now, one thing I don't do is if I'm anywhere near my house, I don't worry about certain things like, I don't know, fishing line in case I get cut off from the house and I need to go survive somewhere next to a lake and being able to fish and stuff like that. I mean, I do carry flashlights, I do carry blades, I carry a trauma kit, but I don't get too tied up in, you know, having to take, you know, 35 minutes to dump the contents out of my pockets. The way John dresses, and I'm going to presume every picture I see is the same way, and it's the same way it was when I met you in Vegas. John dresses to a degree to where you could just about conceal anything and everything.
Well, I prefer to wear a vest that cover my waistline. This is something I learned from Mass IU many years ago, among many things I learned from Mass. And it suits me just fine. I carry on my strong side because that's the way Sergeant Joe Friday carried his. I guess that's the best rationalization I can give you for any of our listeners who remember the Dragnet series.
Sure, I know what you're talking about.
But so many of my students now are carrying appendix, and mostly inside the waistband. And that has some advantages too, but it has some issues. And I just got a chance to work with this Enigma system, which is popular with a lot of women. It goes inside the shirt, and I'm going to be lecturing a bunch of women at the Girl and Gun Conference here in Grand Junction next month.
Right.
And I expect to see, I'm kind of anxious to see what all my women students, the way they're carrying these days. But very few of them carry the way I do on the strong side. For most women, that's not suitable. They have to come up with other alternatives.
But there's so many for them. But, I mean, do you carry your backup weapon? Is that also strong side draw?
No, I carry it on
I mean, not
side.
Strong side draw, but, I mean, it's set up, it's facing like it like the opposite number. Okay.
It's facing as if I were left-handed. And I practice drawing, you know, I'm right-handed, so I practice drawing with my left hand. Not as often as I should, but I try to practice on a regular basis.
Coming up on the next break, defense-training.com is the website. And John and his wife, Vicki, who was actually the first person I met out of the Farnham couple, they go all over the country training all kinds of people, all kinds of ways. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Through the roof, energy and food costs are really starting to add up. Inflation is soaring higher than economists expected. The numbers out Tuesday show the consumer price index jumped 8.5% last month. The manhunt continues for a suspected New York City subway shooter after the FBI and police found a host of material in the bag that he left behind. New York City Council Speaker Adrian Adams has complete faith in the NYPD.
NYPD's investigation is still ongoing, and I have every faith in the NYPD that this individual will be apprehended quickly.
Authorities saying they found additional smoke grenades along with fireworks, a couple of spare bottles of gasoline, and extra clips of ammunition. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is pitching homegrown biofuels as a way to lower gas prices. Speaking in Iowa, a state Biden lost to former President Donald Trump by over 8 percentage points, Biden still saying the Russian war on Ukraine has driven up gas and food prices all over the world. Routine screening for depression and anxiety may be useful for some children. That's according to the United States Preventive Services Task Force. A panel of doctors and scientists found that regular screenings could be viable for kids as young as 8 for anxiety and 12 for depression. The panel also noted it didn't find any evidence to screen for suicidal thoughts in children of any age. These findings come as a February report by the CDC found 1 in 5 teenagers in the United States had experienced at least one episode of major depression between 2013 and 2019. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Well, if I turn it up, it will.
They build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to John Farnham from Defense Training International. John, if you just heard that last little bit, that just proves what a semi-professional I truly am. Where I didn't turn up the spot and that kind of thing. Let me ask you about people and handgun classes, defensive pistol classes.
Yes.
In today's world, with your curriculum, has your defensive pistol class evolved with it? What do you advocate your students do? How do you advocate your students carry? I'll tell you my problem with the little micro guns, okay? Because a lot of people default to the micro gun because it's easy to do, and that's their primary defense weapon. I did a video about the P365, which I have one of, which I carry today, because I was going to go pick up a real gun, and man, I got savaged because I got out there and said, this is not a gun that will be my primary carry weapon.
There's no shortage of opinions.
Sure.
As you noted.
Yeah, I did.
In my classes, we spend a great deal of time talking about avoidance. I think you've heard me say this before, but a superior gunman is best defined as someone who uses his superior judgment to keep himself out of situations that would require a display of his superior skills.
Oh.
And so we talk a great deal about that. And you'll hear, I think I've said this before also, once your gun comes out, nothing good is going to happen.
Right.
Everything that happens now is going to be bad, and it's just a question of how bad it's going to get. And so we talk a great deal about what we call a defensive display when that becomes necessary. We talk about verbal challenges. We talk about lifestyle, the kinds of circumstances to avoid. You know, in some states we have this what's called a stand your ground law, which may make the item of avoidance less an issue. But I tell you, juries and prosecutors are going to wonder, what in the world were you doing there? What do you do? What were you doing that time of night? You know, and so most people aren't aware of any of this, and they've got to be educated. There's more to this than just learning how to operate a machine. You know, if you can operate a toaster, I can teach you how to operate most guns I know of.
Right.
But there's a whole lot more than that, and that's why people come to classes.
So with you, and I mean, one of the things John told me, we were sitting at the table at my booth at SHOT Show, and me and Joe Chambers were sitting there fanboying because we were sitting with John Farnham. And we were. Absolutely we were. I've interviewed John Lott. I've interviewed Ted Nugent. Never wanted to interview anybody as bad as meeting you, John.
That's very kind of you. I hope I'm not a colossal bore.
Absolutely not. But the one thing you told me, and Joe and I talk about this all the time because Joe does a recurring segment. If you're at home in your own bed at 10 o'clock at night, you're never going to get in any trouble. So to that end, I guess that sort of is just an extension of your doing everything to keep the gun from coming out.
Yes.
Now,
there's a general statement. When you're in a place where you have a right to be and about your legitimate business, as you just described, and the fight comes to you through no desire of your own, and you take care of business, you're generally on pretty firm ground. When you go to the fight, you inject yourself into a circumstance into which you otherwise not involved. You're opening up a can of worms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As Kyle Rittenhouse discovered.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, you know.
He was acquitted, and all that's a good news. You know, probably $1 million worth of legal expenses later. If anybody thinks they, you know, win, you know how our system works. It's innocent until proven indigent. Defending yourself in a case like this that you win could still cost you $500,000, maybe more.
At least.
So it's avoiding makes far more sense than if it can possibly be done.
It's a little bit being, you know, I know this is going to date myself, but I used to watch this TV show called Kung Fu where he wanted to be, you know, pretty basically ignored. And he wanted to just walk his own way. And then when trouble did come, of course, he did employ a little hyperviolence. Now, is that the way you teach it when somebody gets... I refer to this as the... my theory is called the turkey pot pie theory. So here's the way that goes, John. If I'm in my home... eating my turkey pot pie in my underwear. I still have a gun near me, but it's the end of the day and I'm in the sanctity of my home and somebody kicks in the door, I'm going to present the weapon and give them a chance to reconsider their very bad decision. Then, if they make one more step my way, I'm going to decide that they have made their decision, and then I'm going to deal with it. And that would be the way it was in any case. Do you think as we age, as, you know, when we get away from all of that hand-to-hand combat capability is, you know, I'm going to be 61 this coming weekend. My days are behind me. Does our bar for having to go to lethal force, does that get lowered?
It might. It's hard to talk about this because you never know what prosecutors are going to do. You never know what juries are going to do. It's just a guess. I should plug this while I'm here. You know, my colleague, good colleague Andrew Baranka, does this series on what he calls legal self-defense. And he talks about innocence and imminence and proportionality and reasonableness and avoidance. And these are the kinds of things that prosecutors look for. Is what you did, was that a reasonable thing to do? Well, you have to look at the totality of the circumstance.
Right.
I'm consulting in a case right now where the issue is, well, this person, this terrible person had a long criminal record. He was a multi-convicted child molester. Isn't that terrible? Well, the question is, did you know any of that on the day in question? Well, no. Well, it's irrelevant. You cannot use facts of which you were not aware to justify what you did.
Right.
And so we talk about verbal challenges. Sometimes when you point a gun at someone, they don't appear to be impressed. It's because they don't even see it. They don't know what's going on. A verbal challenge is sometimes helpful, but then they realize, oops, someone's pointing a gun at me. And maybe they will voluntarily disengage and separate. That's a very good outcome.
Yeah.
No one gets hurt, and you know, you still committed an aggravated assault because you had the gun out, but the argument your lawyer will make is that was still a reasonable thing for you to do, and it had a good outcome. Unfortunately, when deadly force is the solution, it's usually the only solution. And
let me get you to hold right there if you can, because we're coming up on the next break. Deadly force, when you get to that point, deadly force is the only solution. We'll pick it up when we get back. Defense-training.com. They have various vintages, if you will, of rifle instruction. The one I'm most interested in, and this is the one I'm going to try to find a class to, is urban rifle. Now, you don't have to talk about
here.
This is, you know, I don't know anybody that teaches urban rifle at the moment, so. But we're talking to John Farnham from Defense Training International, LLC. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. and there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I'm speaking with John Farnham from Defense Training LLC. And we just gotten to the part where if you have to present your gun and you have to go to guns, you are now in the part where deadly force is probably your only choice. Please, sir, if you would.
In this nation right now, we have a crime crisis. And while I don't want to lapse into a political discussion, sure. We have an entire political party who has learned that the more crime you have, the more government you need. And so there is a crypto goal right now of promoting violent crime, and it has certainly succeeded. So the chances of any one of us having to confront a deadly threat are far more than they were even several years ago. And this is why so many people are coming to us to learn these important skills.
As you go forward now, now I back to the whole primary weapon. Do you advocate at least a Glock-sized gun as and why do you advocate?
Yeah, whatever gun. Interesting question. You know, when I first became a police officer, I carried a six-shot revolver, and I thought I was pretty hot stuff.
Right.
But the world has changed. In an age of terrorism, I am not comfortable carrying a six-shooter. I want a 15-shooter now. At least, all other things being equal, I can reload after the gunfight instead of during the gunfight.
Right.
And so carrying like a five-shot snubby or something like that as a main gun is not something that interests me anymore. At one time I did, but not anymore. We're in the age of terrorism now, domestic and foreign, and I need more capacity than that. That's at least my calculation.
Yeah. I know you train a lot of LEO and a lot of government people.
Yes.
Does anybody ever get out there and discuss the kind of defensive nightmare it would be against like a Mumbai attack or a attack at the West, like at the Westgate Mall in Kenya?
The minds of a lot of people. And in the law enforcement community, we're trying to prepare for this to the degree that we can. The problem is we've got a police-hating administration right now.
Right.
And in many states, in virtually every department I know of, we're way understaffed. We have trouble even putting a shift out, much less scheduling, you know, sophisticated training. We can't hire people. People aren't applying. And you can't blame them. And so it's a real problem. And what we're seeing in all these metro areas is this translates to increased response time. In some cases, in many metro areas, when you call 911 to report shots being fired, they're not going to send anybody. They'll ask you if anyone's hurt, and, of course, you're going to be saying, I don't know, I'm not going to go out there. Well, if someone gets hurt, call us back.
Right.
That was unheard of even a few years ago. And now there's just no one to send. So while there's a great deal of concern over this at federal and state level, right now we're up to our necks in just the crime situation we're unable to handle now. And right. So I don't see a lot of progress on this anytime soon.
Now, my understanding of the various studies is when, with the Westgate Mall incident,
yes,
a lot of armed civilians responded to that.
Yes.
And they were all showing up with either what they referred to as a CSKA, which was a CZ-75, or Glocks.
Yes.
And they successfully engaged and saved hundreds of people.
Indeed.
I think the military took 4 hours to respond to that, and I think pretty much they had cleared as many people as could be cleared out of there. And I look at that, and then I contrast that with the Mumbai attack, which I don't really know what the gun situation is in India, but it seemed like nobody was carrying anything.
I think that's largely true. I'm not familiar. I've never been there, so I'm not real familiar with that. But
right.
Your assertion that unarmed non-police are really the first responders in many of these situations, at least in this country, there's no doubt of that anymore. And that's why it's so important that we get all these gun owners trained. All these people who think they want to carry guns, they need to be trained so they can be truly effective when these situations take place.
Right. Well, I guess my other thing that I would ask you, when you guys are talking, when the LEO and all the counterterrorist guys get together, do you guys look at each other and go, you know, these blue cities where they have a huge population concentration and no guns allowed, unless you're a diamond merchant downtown or Charles Schumer, this is where they're going to hit, and it's going to be bad that day. It's going to be so bad. I mean, when you guys look at devise little scenarios and everything to postulate and figure out what you might or might not do, where do you look? What's your model city that you look at?
Yeah, if there's another major terrorist attack, I would be astonished if it weren't in New York City. That would be the most logical choice. And as you mentioned, Chucky and his friends don't think the law applies to them.
Right.
But it seems to apply to everyone else, and there's just a very low percentage of people in that, you know, that city who actually carry on a regular basis,
right.
Even police officers. In other parts of the country, the percentage of where concealed carry is more common, like my state here in Colorado, I think there's a better chance of a competent armed citizen being where he or she needs to be. Not by choice, but just by circumstance, to really make the difference. But as you say, with the next terrorist incident, if it doesn't take place in New York City, I would be astonished.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to be a bloodbath. I mean, in a rampage killing,
yes.
Studies I looked at as far as rampage killings are that for every minute they are able to operate uninterrupted, that's a minimum of 4 people going to die.
That we'd be lucky if it's that
few. Yeah, if it's that low. I mean, that's the figure it came out. I was like, what are you guys smoking? Shouldn't be doing those studies like this.
And, it strikes me that politicians, like the ones you mentioned, will spare no expense protecting themselves. Protection they might want to provide for the rest of us seems to have a low priority.
Sure.
And they definitely don't want us shooting their precious criminals. And when their criminals are involved in criminal activity, they don't want to prosecute them. They don't want us arresting people. I was just out in California doing a program with a bunch of cops out there. And they don't want us stopping it. They don't want us arresting anyone. They don't want us, actively investigating suspicious circumstances. We're just supposed to ride around and wait for a call. When I was a patrolman, we used to stop people. Hey, bud, you from around here? Got some ID? Step over here, sir. We did stuff like that. Now that's unthinkable.
Yeah.
Well, what's the result? The result is we've got violent crime to just off the chart.
Right.
And politicians certainly don't seem to care. But the people listening to this program should, because we're the ones in the crosshairs.
Yep. Well, I'm going to have to invite you back. We're going to have to talk. Well, no, I'm going to be circling back to you. I'd like to have you back next week. I want to talk a little bit about the political theory and everything behind it, and get your opinions on that as well. However, we're about to run out of time right now. So, for those of you at defense-training.com, there is a page called Farnham's Quips, and you should go look at those because these are little tiny nuggets of what's on top of John's head, and you're never going to see a more practical application of pistol craft applied to 21st century life than that supplied by John Farnham. My regards to Mrs. Farnham, and I appreciate you taking the time to join me tonight, sir.
Anytime, bud. It's my honor, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate it back. And as far as I'm concerned, I'll be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.